What's going on, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the juggernaut, I am Lo. Here as always with my main man, B.
Let me hold you down. Man, I got this. I found this daggone old school station on my satellite radio. They play shit between like the 90s up until, I think they stopped at like 2005 when the music was really good. Stop being good, I guess.
I was gonna say when they stop making love songs and shit.
Yeah, like that. They play Keith Sweat on that motherfucker. I'm like, damn. Whining ass, crybaby. He sound like a wind up. I guess I ain't realize how bad he sounded until now. I wanna hold you. Hey, you remember the that Crying Man video? When they was at the intervention. He's like, that's how Keith Sweat sound when he hit that crying man, hit that note. Man, we ain't been in this motherfucker in a while. A lot of shit been going on. They lifted the mask mandate. Y'all motherfuckers gonna have to go back to work. It's 21. What's up?
Dog, I'm still gonna wear my mask for like a little minute, even though Friday I did get my second dose of the vaccine. I still feel good, man. I still feel good. People, I can't say I really had any issues, but the first one was what actually made me kind of feel sick. Cause after that first shot, I got congested. I had like a little cough. My head was hurting, throat was sore for like shit almost a week afterwards.
Damn, I get my second one this week, Friday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna just keep wearing mine, man. Shit, just cause I guess I'm just annoyed because I don't know if this damn shit they still don't know what strains this damn thing work on. It's just like this whole damn past year and change has just been a bunch of people just guessing. So I'm just like, dude, I'm gonna just go ahead and wear my mask because now, I mean, I think I sent it in the group chat that now these anti-maskers are like, oh no, if everybody else taking their mask off, I'm gonna wear my mask. I'm like, oh God, I'm just like, I don't trust these people, man. I'm gonna just keep it on. I don't know how long I'm gonna keep it on. And I've seen people like even since Friday when they lifted it here in Missouri and. Well, the St. Louis and surrounding areas, rather. I went somewhere right after they lifted it. And I even went somewhere, I went a couple places yesterday. And I've still seen people like in grocery stores and yeah, food places, they still walking in with their mask on and stuff.
Yeah, I start wearing mine once I get this second dose. I don't know. I'm gonna experiment and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
I don't know.
Oh, man, right. I don't know nothing about none of this, but the people going back to work or whatever, like, I know they got a lot of people, like, hot. Just because I know the company we work for.
They
a lot of these, like, I still haven't been told to come back to work.
Oh, we have.
Like, but yeah, see, and like, I guess groups like yours and like, you know, where you got like these big groups, because my group ain't that big, but you got like these big groups and these big departments, like they even, for a couple of the departments, they even was like, yeah, we not even doing rotations anymore. Everybody come back same day.
Yeah, that's the knock in them. My department, I think, still doing rotation. Because I don't know why they want us in the building so bad. I don't get it. Dude, the production gonna go down. I hope they know that. Production was high because I was like, shit, I'm already, you know what I'm saying? Because people are like, shit, I'm already home. I can finish this up. I ain't got to worry about like driving. Like the drive gonna get people to. It's like, nah, I gotta get out this traffic. I ain't staying. Sorry, your shit ain't getting fixed. When you was at home, you was like, oh yeah, I don't mind. Now it's like, oh, I gotta take my kids here now. I had time to like kill a couple extra minutes to get somebody up and running. I'm gone. I can't do it now.
I think also, man, Man, just the fact that it's gonna take so many people to get back in the swing of things, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, with the traffic and remembering to bring your lunch, and then just, man, it's just a different feel when you at work, man. Like having to stay upright and erect, you know what I'm saying? Your keeping your back erect like all day or whatever. Whereas at home, you can kind of like get up and you could take like breaks or whatever, even they wasn't really breaks, but you can, you know what I'm saying, go and like do some stuff. It just seemed like more like relaxed and everybody going back to work or whatever, especially coming after this, it's been almost a year since all of us has been back in the office together. And man, just hell, I can see somebody really like their anxiety going through the damn roof.
Oh yeah, then I ain't looking forward to like now I'm like accessible, so now I'm about to get all the questions. And I'm like, I like the better when I can. I ain't gonna say what I want to say, but yeah, I
When you
gotta be
could
like,
just
oh
duck them.
I, yeah, do I want to do? Oh, I ain't, I ain't ready to go back.
Yeah, man. Like, I know it's gonna come for me or whatever, but I don't know, man. But like, I don't, and it just ain't panned out yet. But even like during like this whole pandemic and stuff, like, you know, when they finally did start doing stuff and everything, like I've enrolled in like some classes at the community college, and just been going to those like on the weekends, these past few weekends, and just trying to go on ahead and, man, just improve myself, dog. Because if one thing this shit has made me really think about, I was like, dog, I'm tired of working for somebody.
Right.
Like, that shit is really like, this pandemic has really kicked in my entrepreneurial just spirit. I'm like, dog, I gotta do something because I don't want to be 40 and still punching the clock, man. Not that I technically punch a clock. I should literally just show up when I want to and then just do my job and leave. But it's just like, dog, I don't want to be having to put in vacation requests, or if I don't feel good that day, or if I got like a family emergency, having to call somebody and be like, yeah, I'm not coming in today. It's just like, dude, like, I just want my own shit. I feel like I done made too many motherfuckers rich. And let me just see, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just their freedom, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I
Yeah.
think that's what a lot of people did because, like I was about to say before, it's 21,000 jobs open. I think somebody done found a hustle. Like these people that's been on unemployment, they took that money and invested in something because they ain't coming back to work.
Yeah, I know there, I'm not gonna say a few. I remember one teacher, she was a grade school teacher, but it was like a big story because her job fired her because when the schools, you know, weren't really sure what to do and they kind of like shut down, and every school, you know, wasn't built for like online learning, at least off the bat. She was like, she just took up being like a, you know, she started an OnlyFans page. And yeah, then the school found out and they fired her. And she was like, well, fuck it. I mean, I make five times, you know, and just like, I think she said, like, just in 5 months of doing this, I've already made more than I made as in the 3 years of being a teacher.
So check me out, man. Cause check this out. Okay, now, I ain't about to hate on the OnlyFans. That's not what I'm about to hate on. Cause do your thing. How the fuck you? I don't randomly run across people I know OnlyFans page unless they tell me. So how you finding out that this chick got an OnlyFans page?
I don't know if it's because she's a teacher or something or whatever, or you know what it probably was, dog, because she was on there showing her face. So that's like, I guess.
But you know they you cannot find somebody's OnlyFans page. Like, I
Well,
mean, like they got nicknames and shit like that. Like they show their
no.
face.
I'm with you. Like, you can't just type in a name, but I'm thinking like what probably happened was somebody who knew her had to have subscribed to that page or had to have seen her. Cause you know, they be on Twitter and shit advertising it. Some people, hell, sometimes they don't even advertise. Sometimes you might, you know what I'm saying? You might just come across the video that somebody else got and they just reposted it or something. And but I'm just thinking somebody, it's kind of like finding out, you know, people that you went to high school with, you know, did porn. And you like, oh shit, yeah, because you watching porn and you see them on there.
Hey, cause I'm like, nah, fuck her OnlyFans page. What was you doing on there?
Right. Man, that's just like somebody, that's just like I was having this discussion with somebody recently, and it was a woman, and she was saying she wanted to be a stripper. or thought about being a stripper, but then she also thought about like, well, dang, what if like my pastor comes in, like my church pastor comes in and watches me stripping? And I'm like, and what's the problem? Like, that says
You
more
shouldn't be
about him
there.
than he's up in that motherfucker.
Right. She shouldn't be in there. People tell too much though, too. Like, because I didn't be like, damn, you telling this person, but then you got something to tell me? You on OnlyFans, you paying for some shit?
Exactly. It's just, yeah, don't nobody want to talk about that though.
I mean, she might be on Twitter under a different name, something, because I see these girls, they advertising each other's pages, but even still, like, to navigate on there looking for names, it ain't that easy.
Yeah,
Not that easy. Just for you, just like, oh, you got only, and I ain't think, how can you f so how is that legal to fire somebody because they got an OnlyFans? You don't even know what she's doing on her OnlyFans page unless you
man.
subscribe to it.
And from what the woman was saying, dog, she was like, I'm only on her in like my lingerie and stuff like that, like bra and panties. Like, I've never showed my breasts, my fully exposed breasts. I've never showed my vagina, and you know what I'm saying? But I think it's just, I don't know. I think the argument they was trying to make, which I think she ended up suing them anyway, but the argument the school district was trying to make was that it was kind of like bringing shame to the school district or whatever. Like, teachers are supposed to be seen in a higher echelon. But I'm like, if that's the case, then pay them like they are.
Right, these kids shouldn't even be on there anyways. How they on
Exactly.
there unless the parents was watching? Like, oh shit, that's your teacher.
Right.
It's like,
Somebody got real uncomfortable.
the mom was like, oh hell no. But still, man, shit, she just gotta hustle. I mean, if it's just, man, look. So they got lingerie ads out. If that's all she doing on there, what?
Exactly.
You paying to see her in some bra and panties.
Exactly. And
Nothing
if
else.
I mean, in hell, I can't. I mean, you know, saying like you said, we ain't even judging her or whatever. Because if somebody want to pay you for that shit, and you ain't got to go out here and do nothing that's making you feel uncomfortable, by all means, do you.
Right. Hey, you look good. I might like check it out too, but still.
You gonna sign up for that trial, or you gonna wait till she send out the thing talking about some, hey, my OnlyFans page free all weekend.
Hey, that's the one.
I ain't gonna front, man. A couple of them have got me like that. Like, my shit free all weekend. Like, well, shit, let me go ahead and go and see what you about then.
She's like, oh no, like damn. Some of them teachers be fine. I'm like, you should have never been a teacher to begin with. I understand you want to help the kids, but your calling was something else. Like, golly. God, I just seen some of these teachers. I'm like, your calling was, you should have been to this.
Hey
He was tripping.
man, does that make you kind of like, I mean, well, I guess we grew up in the era that we had to grow up in, dog, but I don't, man, we didn't have no fine teachers like this, man. Not in abundance like there is now.
No, there's just the male teachers creeping
We
up on the students.
used to, I think like we didn't even have fine female teachers. We had like maybe like some who was like cute, and we was just hyped up because we was fucking young, dumb, and full of cum, and we was just like, oh yeah, like, oh, I knocked the dust off of me. Oh, I was about to say somebody's name.
I know exactly who you. That's
Hey.
Kim. Damn, I know who you're talking about. That's my
Yeah.
sorry. Exactly. That was it. I ain't seen no other teacher up in there until I got out of school. And I was like, where are these fine ass teachers coming from?
You know, the since we've been out of school, dog, the teachers have gotten finer, and the girls who we went to high school with who was fine, they've something else had happened to them.
They let themselves go. They heard you gotta hit the gym too when you hit a
Hey.
certain age. That's the thing. Hey, one girl though from our school, I mean she took care of herself. She's still fine. She's still a fine.
You say a finey?
Finest
Oh, I
stuff.
thought you just made up a new word. I'm like, what?
She still look good. And her miss was JB, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I need to go. Yeah, I need to go look on her page, look on her Facebook page again and see what she's been doing this week.
Yeah, because I was, yeah. I said, God dang, I wish you went bougie in school.
But do you think she still is though? Because I think a lot of that bougie shit like wore off on a lot of them chicks, like because life had to hit them.
Nah, I mean, she got an older son now. The son cool, which I had to praise her because I think she raising him on her own.
Oh, how sad.
You know how people be like, raised by your mama, you must be a, yeah. I'm like, no, how did you know?
Man.
A lot of y'all be mad because the daddy ain't around. So get the mama raised. Mamas be tough too.
Man, shit, I was going to say that right quick, man, because my motherfucking mama, shit, it was like I was fucking being raised in prison, nigga. I used to be so glad to go to school.
Cause they had to, because the father wasn't there, so they a little bit tougher.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep these young black men up out of jail.
So, I don't be knowing, like, I don't know. But, yeah. If you are OnlyFans, man, do your thing. Work these jobs. You make it more than you could probably buy the department later on.
Yeah, dude. When she said in like 5 months she has made more than what she made as her entire time as being a teacher, just doing OnlyFans and not having to leave the house, because this was like at the height of the pandemic when everything was shut down. And she's just like, yeah, I ain't got to leave the house. I ain't got to be unsafe or whatever. I don't have to do to anything that I'm not comfortable with, like everything that I'm posting, I'm comfortable with, like, you know. And she was like, yeah, I have no plans on posting my sexual acts because I'm not comfortable letting the world see that. But me sitting around in my bra and panties and robes and stuff like that, hell, I do that every day anyway.
Good for her. She just inspires some other teachers that's by pride and following in her footsteps. That's where the world gonna lose money, jobs, and fuck that. The educational system about to be fucked. Cause you getting these OnlyFans, they making millions of dollars in one fucking hour and shit. And damn.
And it's just regular women too. It ain't even famous chicks, dog. It's regular women on her who pulling down like a 100K.
He's, I don't know who got this kind of money, man. It's been them old men, man, the retirement money.
Hey, you know what? I ain't even gonna fuck with dude, man, because I was about to bitch a dog boy, that nigga already don't like me, man. I ain't even talking about Will. This time I'm talking about the other light-skinned dude who really don't like me.
Who you talking about?
You know, T.
Oh, you talking to him recently?
Nah, I ain't talking to that nigga recently, man. Hey, man, did you ever tell him to listen to the podcast? Because I know he probably be mad as shit listening to this show.
Oh, you ain't talk to me no more.
Hey, that nigga probably be listening to... Hey, he gonna stumble across this show one day and he probably gonna inbox one of us and be like, y'all niggas ain't fucking funny.
Man, he just started fucking with me one day. I was like, all right. I mean, shit, I got two kids. I can't be going over like people's houses like all the time. I have all this free time. I'm like, if you want to come visit me, that's cool. But he stayed all the way down on the Central West End. He wanted me to come all the way out to his house. I'm like, I ain't got no time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I mean, I ain't really with the house shit. But I mean, we can go like out because I got to take my kids. He wanted me to bring my kids. Well, I'm like, I ain't doing that. They don't have the attention span for that. They was like 4 and 5 and shit.
So he never had any kids, did he?
Nah, not that I know of. I mean, me and him were cool. Dog?
People with no kids don't be understanding, man.
I know, that's what I try to explain. I mean, you ain't go. I guess you really wasn't my friend if you ain't understand all that. I mean, we was cool, like high school and shit. But after that, I don't know what his problem was. I couldn't pinpoint it. So I was like, it is what it is.
And then on top of that, we grown now, so it's more responsibilities, even outside of being kids. And it's like, nigga, I ain't got time to hang out with you every day. I got, like, a fucking house I need to make money for or whatever. And then, like, I be tired sometimes after work. And then it's just like, nigga, like,
oh, yeah, man, I'm driving to Bridge and, like, to get to work at the time, to get to work. And then you live in, I'm like, nah, bro, I work, what, 4 to, like, 2 a.m. or some shit like that. When I get my free time, I wasn't really trying to do nothing unless we was going like out of town or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like actual building, because I got shit I had to do. I mean, I ain't see my kid. I barely saw my kids, so I'm like, I can't hang out like that for real. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know what kind of friends be doing this. I mean, like, if y'all listening and y'all ain't got no kids, but your friends do, man, Man, I understand these situations.
Please do, man, because motherfuckers be swearing up and down you flaking on them and shit. And it's like, nigga, I got responsibilities. We not fucking teenagers no more.
Right, I can't just go. I'm not bringing my kids to your house because I already know they're gonna terrorize. I gotta tell them to sit down. They're gonna be bored. I ain't trying to do all that. Like, I'll take them somewhere, like to the zoo or something. You want to follow me there or whatnot? But other than that, like, man, don't be dead. I mean, if it's friends that you grew up with, and that's how you feel, man, I don't know what to tell you. If y'all ain't fall out over no, like, he didn't help you out with like the money or something like that, ain't paying you back. If it's just some like visitation bullshit, man, I don't know what to tell you. That's what you stop being friends with somebody for, because they ain't come to your house. Because that's really what it is. I ain't say nothing disrespectful to him. Right. I just couldn't come to his house.
Man,
that's just kind of weird to me though, but.
It's just like they want you to be friends with them on their terms.
Right.
Kind of.
I ain't no city driving motherfucker either. I don't even feel comfortable driving out to like Central West End like that either. Hey, not man. Even taking my kids down there on top of that. Like, nah, man.
Hey, because you got to find that parking or whatever. If you try to park on the street, you try to hit that parallel.
Right. He stayed in a city. I was like, I don't know what made you move from all the way out here. Because you could have stayed in North County for the same type of apartments.
Probably because the police ain't as bad over there, so they won't find all them bitches he got chopped up in the fucking freezer.
Oh, damn.
Boy, fucking cold. Weirdo. Cold. Nah, man, because that nigga didn't like me. That nigga, do you know the whole damn, our whole issue with each other? Because it wasn't me.
I don't know why he said you always, I guess, talked. I don't know. I don't really know, man. Cause I don't know.
Man,
I didn't know he didn't like me until we got out of high school. I thought everybody was cool.
Nah, dog. That nigga didn't like me at high school, dude. Because you remember, like, when we used to be at lunch or whatever, you know, it was all of us or whatever. And, you know, we at the table just doing what young black men, you know what I'm saying, do or whatever. We at the table just, like, cutting ass, joning on each other, whatever, stuff like that. But he used to always get it every day because he used to always try to come in and say some slick shit. And everybody at the table used to gang up on him, or at least majority of the people. I never forget that time I never forget that time him and Marquise got into it, dog. And Marquise didn't bother nobody.
You talking about Soul Seeker?
Yeah.
Oh shit. He sure don't be bothering nobody.
Yeah, dog. And man, he was like, dude just had a problem or whatever, dude. He ain't like being the butt of the joke, but he used to always insert himself in the shit. And everybody would be like, oh nigga, I know you ain't talking. And then he would get mad. Like, I remember one time he got mad at me because I was laughing. He's like, oh, what you laughing for? I'm like, nigga, because the shit funny. He's like, nah, nigga, you don't laugh. Everybody else can laugh. I'm like, huh?
Sally.
I'm like, what? He like, nah. And then one time he didn't sit with us. I think you was off that day. Well, you might have been out of school sick or something that day. Or maybe he was there. But that nigga didn't sit with us. He sat at the table next to us and had his back turned to us like he was trying to show us something. And we was like, hey man, why you sitting up over there? He's like, nah, man, because Steve over there and he be laughing too much. I'm like, nigga, I can't be happy.
I remember that. I was always at school. Hell, remember that.
I'm like, this nigga. I'm like, man.
Yeah, y'all always have some kind of issue. I ain't get it. Oh, it's like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, the nigga just didn't like me or whatever, dog. And like, and I wasn't even the one who would jawn on his ass a lot, nigga. It would be motherfucking BJ and Ronnie. They would get his ass every motherfucking day.
Yeah, because he would be coming up. I remember that because he always come up messing with somebody. I'm like, man, why you always messing with the dude?
Exactly. He be messing with somebody, but then he get mad when motherfuckers get back on his ass. Dude, BJ came to school one day and he had a motherfucking camera. And it was like, I think it might have been a Polaroid. It wasn't no digital camera.
What was his name, BJ, anyways? His first name was William.
Well, I think his middle name is Brandon.
Nah, man, he changed his name.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
I had class with him, and I ain't never seen that dude. His middle name was never. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, damn. I thought it was all.
Dude, that's why I was like, because I think I asked, I was like, you just making up names? How you getting away with this? Because none of the teachers called him. You know, the teachers be saying your whole full name and shit. They have right, your whole name on the schedule. Yeah, that name was nowhere in his thing. I was like, all right.
You just making up names now?
Because he looked like one of them incognito dudes back in school back then. Like, he just didn't. He was there, but he wasn't supposed to be there. Like, he was just made up character or something. High school.
Man. Dude, well, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the day that, you remember the day them two almost got into it? Because he almost broke BJ's, camera.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I'm like, on your own. Like,
and it was just like, he was like, and you know what?
He's trying to take out his hand.
I kind of want to shoot him some bail because he did ask him to not record him. Because he was doing a video recording him. He was basically recording the Jones session. And dude did ask him not to record him. But at the same time, though, we was telling him, we was like, look, man, if y'all want him to record you, whatever, like, you could just get up and leave or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he was sitting there, he was like, I'm going to just leave. And we was like, yeah, you probably should if y'all want him to record you. Like, you know, nigga, if y'all want to be in on the joke or whatever, like, it's cool. Man, he tried to grab that motherfucking camera. Man. I was like, please don't let this camera be broke. Because nigga, if you looking for anybody at this table to help break that shit up.
Oh, no, because they put everybody in detention. If you was trying to break it up, they put you in detention, too.
But you know what? But you know, that's kind of like the thing, though. Like, I guess with us or whatever, like, we would at least, like, cool down. Like, if somebody was getting kind of hot about something or whatever, we'd be like, all right, man, come on, leave him alone. Like, wouldn't nobody ever do that for him, though? Because he would always come and start shit.
Hey, I'd be like, I can't back you up if you start it. We all friends at the table. I'm like, you on your own.
Dude, crazy, man. Oh, well, shit. Well, it looked like he still ain't got no friends now. Damn, you almost 40. What the fuck happened to you?
That being... Oh, shit. I can't even explain it, man. I was like, I don't know.
That shit was a fucking anomaly.
I can't even explain it, man.
Oh, man.
I think Will asked me what happened. I was like, shit, I don't know. You tell me. I ain't never seen you do that to your friends you grew up in high school with. You still keep in touch. You already know, like, their situations and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't never know you couldn't come visit me because on that type of shit. But you already know what was up. So I don't know.
But I'm like, you don't be like, why the fuck you, dog, we grown now. We can meet at, like, bars and shit. We can go drink. Why are we trying to meet up at each other's houses and
shit?
That's
what I said, play video games. I'm like,
nigga, I'm tired of being at home.
I'm like, that's what online is for. I ain't about to go over Will's house now and play video games when we could just play online.
Right.
What kind of shit is that? I mean, we used to do, like, the couch co-op games, but the online wasn't back then. But once online came up, we was hitting the game all the time. And whenever we go out, we just go, like, either out of town or some shit like that.
Hey,
or
B,
if
you
he
know.
Has some at his house, it's probably like a party or something. But if it ain't no party or nothing going on, then
it's just going to be you and me there.
Yeah.
Hey, B, he wanted to call you over to, to invite you to some of that freshly cured human meat and fava beans.
No, bro. That's what I thought was just weird. I was like, why you want me to come over to your house so bad? Like, we just sitting here, like, doing absolutely nothing. I can't do that at nobody's house unless it's, like, like, an event going on or you need help moving. Right. Or that shit, if you was just going through something, you just need some company. I'd do that. But if we just playing video games, I'm like, I ain't about to. Well, you live, like, right. 40 minutes away. We could just do this online.
At least invite me over to watch a fight or something. Damn, you.
Yeah, that too. Like, come on, y'all listen to this shit, man. I know y'all think it's weird. This sound weird.
We trying to tell y'all how to be friends.
Yeah, like, dang.
Oh shit, yeah, man, yeah. Don't be weird, man. And then even if you are weird, accept that you're weird, and don't, you know, be mad at everybody else for not wanting to be around your weird ass.
Right, man. Like, golly,
And I ain't losing no sleep over it though. I was like, it is what it is. And my other friends understand and fuck it.
Because we all got kids or whatever, so we know or whatever. And then, like, dude, I don't even get mad when people like cancel plans last minute, dog. Cause I understand life shit happen.
You know what? I'm the same way. Somebody canceled last minute. I was like, shit, I don't think I wanted to go anyway.
Hey, nigga, I be secretly hoping y'all niggas be canceling with me.
But it depends on what it is. We like shit. I'm all for going out of town though. Like we went to Chicago to the Comic Con CTV too, and that shit was a blast. Cause fuck, we the soul food restaurant out there, and then the lobby. Mm-hmm. We be talking to the bartender, and we always run into some motherfucker to buy all your drinks for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the only time I ever splurge. You go out of town. I was like, man, we can go out to a different city and do some shit. I don't really like St. Louis.
Hell, we didn't do everything here that there is to do. Unfortunately.
Right. It's like we the only city that ain't really like, you don't even want to travel downtown because you know the people be on some bullshit out here.
Man, or either that or just like half of downtown is closed, or then the traffic downtown, my God.
I always do a construction, man. Like, we could go to Kansas City and be downtown there and chill.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that's what we need to do, dog. We need to go ahead and plan a motherfucking fellas road trip.
I'm always down.
We need to get the fuck up out of here. All right, man. So, yeah, man. So, what you been watching? What you been listening to?
Ooh, hold up. Before we get to the TV show, because, look. I got to defend a man that I ain't really a fan of. I mean, I like some of his music, but he just don't touch me like he do everybody else with his music. But I just been seeing a lot of like local artists hating on this dude. Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, they just get mad because people was on Facebook breaking down J. Cole's lyrics and stuff. I'm like, so? I mean, that's something they, but they mad because we got local artists around.
But what were these same people mad? Like, what was that, a week or two ago where everybody was on social media breaking down Jay's lyrics on that, Jay's whack ass lyrics at that, on that damn Khaled song?
Man, nope. I ain't hear nobody like moving.
Because I feel like if you're going to get mad at some shit, you need to get mad at that shit whenever anybody do it. If you like, y'all need to be talking about local artists. So maybe they got an axe to grind against J. Cole, or maybe they just don't think J. Cole deserve all the damn recognition he getting. And that's fine.
Don't do shit.
That's fine if they think that. But at the same time, like, let that be the crux of your argument or whatever. Just admit that you a hater on the front end.
Right. Because even I don't listen, but I'm like, some of his shit hit. Mm-hmm. Sound don't for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, his CD wasn't that bad, but people breaking down his lyrics, I was like, oh man, that lyric was whack. But half of y'all artists that I be listening to, that they listen to, don't even have no punchlines. They just going. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know what the fuck they be talking about half the time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Only so many rappers can be down bad and in the mud and all this other shit. I don't even listen to the St. Louis rappers because I don't even know what the fuck they be talking about.
But even that, like, though, man, that shit get kind of depressing just hearing about, you know what I'm saying, hearing about you, like you said, you down bad, you in the mud, and how it's like, nigga, talk about something else.
Right, because y'all trying to be like these Chicago rappers, and the Chicago rappers killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
They got real beef in their music. And that's why I said, we go to Chicago, we staying at this hotel, but I need to know where all the spots at, because I'm seeing these motherfuckers getting... The dude Lil Reese.
Yep.
You see that video?
Yeah.
That dude, I don't know what was they trying to do? What did he get shot over?
Mm-hmm. Hell, being a Lil Reese? Shit.
This motherfucker got shot and they had the video of this dude leaking in between the little yellow little yellow iron post things. You know what I'm talking about? Be at the parking garage outside of it. Yeah, he was in between that shit, stuck, leaking. Like, he had knots on his face, bleeding out, shot up on camera. I'm like, oh, what's going on in Chicago, man?
I think it's what we see in Chicago is basically just like the quintessential shit of what I guess every rapper when Lil Boosie ain't talking about somebody getting fucked in the ass in jail, he usually be talking about like, yeah, you know, it, not even Chicago, but he was like, man, every rapper like need to just get up out of their own town once they get like a little buzz or whatever, because you trying to stay thinking that you keeping it real and these motherfuckers hate you.
Yeah, they know where you at. That's what Lil Baby say, he don't go to the hood no more.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people be like, man, I'm gonna keep it real. And it's like, nigga, like Chappelle said, keeping it real often does go wrong.
Man, so they broke down his lyric because J. Cole said, could put an M right on your head. You Luigi brother now. And they said that the lyric was whack. I'm like, okay, we about to break down everybody else's lyrics then. That's whack.
That man, you like. All this fucking music that's been put out or whatever, J. Cole ain't even probably the only person who got dropped. Like, okay, instead of, I don't know, dude. I'm just like, instead of taking your time out to go on ahead and trash this man who you don't like, instead of doing that, dude, why don't you go ahead and start reposting like music videos and lyrics and stuff from art, from local artists who you feel deserve some shine?
I know there's one dude on our page. He been doing that.
Like that, like, I mean, don't you agree? That's kind of like a way better use of your time than sitting up complaining and being like, oh, y'all like this motherfucker, y'all stupid.
Yeah. I can't get with some of these local artists because, you know, when I see them outside, I think I told you before, they act like they too good for you. They don't even know you or some shit like that.
Man, you about to talk about that time you almost fought Jaquan.
Man, nah. man, they just...
Hey man, I saw that dude. I saw him on BET's YouTube channel, man. I started laughing like shit because he was talking about like basically what happened to him. And I started laughing like shit. I was like, boy, I should have sent this shit to B so he could be like, that's what the fuck that nigga get.
And these rappers, like, they be having these entourages thinking they something. I'm like, look, man. All three of y'all getting beat up. Cause this chair is in here too.
Hey man, them chairs is a great equalizer if you outnumber.
You think I'm finna sit here and just swing fists?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you say in your song, this the hood hop.
Go ahead. He was gonna be punch drunk or tipsy off of it.
The boat. Because you know White Castle got them chairs.
Yes, nigga. And they really shouldn't have them chairs like that, dude, because just knowing what usually goes down in the White Castle.
Right.
White Castle and Waffle Houses, dude, I'm just like, y'all don't be doing y'all don't be doing people no favors.
But where I'm at, you can't really do. When they call the police, I mean, they right here, like around the corner mm-hmm. out here. So you ain't got no time to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, they out here working. What else in music? What the Soulja Boy, man? He came out with that 2 minute ass song with one verse and he blowed up on TikTok.
I think, man, that's what everybody doing now. That's like, well, shit, that shit started like last year with the pandemic. I remember Beat King, because that's the first way I found out about Beat King was when he did the same shit and blew off on TikTok with that Then Leave song.
She make it clap. She make it.
Hey man, I do want to go and say though. Clap, I mean, clap. Shout out to Soulja, I guess, or whatever. Like, I ain't got nothing against, you know, dude still like, cause shit, so this like what, like 20 years in the game Soulja been around?
Almost.
Yeah, because I think, yeah, that Crank That Soulja Boy came out, like, what was that, like our senior year of high school? Or?
Bro, that came out in 2004, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, not that far away.
He came out, like, when YouTube blew up. So 2005, man. Maybe 2005, 2006.
Nah, man, he was, well, you know what? You might be right, because I already remember when did MySpace go away? Like, because MySpace was still around in the 2000s.
Was he on MySpace or was he on YouTube? Because YouTube.
Yeah, nigga, what you talking about, nigga? This Soulja Boy, nigga. His wrist too silly, his neck too dumb. He was the only rapper on MySpace with more friends than Tom.
Hey, get silly.
Hey, nigga, that's my favorite Soulja Boy line of all time. I was like, yeah, he was talking this shit on there.
Ice too silly.
I'm like, nigga, everybody got Tom as their fucking friend, nigga. That's de facto. Like, damn, you got more friends. Damn.
Right, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right? I was like, this nigga kind of witty.
Man, I mean, Baba want to do a damn. Boy. You want to do a versus with Soulja? I'm like, I don't think you can win, my guy.
Dude, who want to do a versus with him?
Baba.
Hey man, Baba need to get the fuck out somewhere, man. For as much shit as we talk about Soulja, Soulja has pretty much had a hit in every fucking. He has had a couple of hits in every decade since sure he been is. Like. Oh shit! Oh, what the fuck? Hey, I wonder if they gonna do that one song that they did together, that Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco. Yeah.
don't he get you started? yeah, man. I'm sorry. So I can't believe they still even talking about that shit though with the local artists and stuff like that. But it only seems like people want to bring up local artists when an artist who they don't feel like deserves a shine is getting talked about too much.
Tell your artists to do something, get on YouTube.
Or like I said, dude, just promote the damn artist then. You don't like what the radio, man. I mean, motherfuckers like, oh, y'all listen to what the radio play. No, nigga, nobody really listens to the radio anymore. Like people be the made their own playlist. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. It's just like, dog, ain't nobody tripping. Radio ain't dictating shit. People listening to who they want to these days.
Yeah. Can't force people on it. They ain't feeling it.
Right. True, true, true. So what else you didn't watch this week? Watch or listen to this week?
I'm watching everything, man. I know you finished Jupiter's Legacy, finally.
Yeah, man.
That's the show for me.
That motherfucker was good, dog. Like yeah, I said,
I need to watch that.
Dog, I was kind of getting ready to hate on that shit. When I first saw Watch, I saw Josh Duhamel was like basically going to be like one of the main characters. And I'm like, man, I ain't never been a fan of Josh Duhamel's acting, but he showed me something in this joint. Like, I think he like, for real, he didn't like grown as an actor. It was a couple of them scenes. I was like, nigga, he might need to get consideration for an Emmy or something.
Right, that shit. Even The Weeknd pulled it off on there.
Hey man, come on, dog. Come on,
that's,
man.
That's Abel. That's The Weeknd. That dude look just like him.
He do. I mean, as I said when we was texting about this, he looks like him about 3 or 4 cheeseburgers ago.
Right.
because when you had mentioned it, I don't think I had got to that part yet fully, and I was like, The Weeknd gonna be in this motherfucker? And then I was like, so I'm like keeping my eyes peeled for him and shit like that. Then I saw that dude show up. I was like, this nigga stupid, man.
Hey, it had a whole drug episode, man. I was like, these motherfuckers just snort coke like it ain't nothing in this. I mean, this shit crazy. And they, I don't know. The story was cool, how they set everything up, and the ending is gonna get y'all. And then you gonna put everything together like, oh, this motherfucker, he played everybody. They don't even know it. See them? It's always the mind control motherfuckers.
But you know what, though? I said that shit about him soon as, like, that first. I think, like, within, like, the first, like, 10 or 15 minutes of, like, watching the show, I was texting you, like, yeah, dog, this motherfucking daughter gonna be a motherfucking problem. I already see it. And then, man, whatever, dude. I'm going to just say it. Nigga, old Uncle Walt. I'm like, this nigga evil. I can see it.
It's the mind control, man. They alter people's reality and shit. They don't even realize it.
Yeah. I mean, but you can see that he was even going to be a little evil, too, just by, like, when they was having them flashbacks, because he was always, like, it seemed like he ain't had no kind of human emotion. Like, that shit just got beat out of him, like, real fast. And he just, like, was going around being cynical and just being like, yeah, people ain't shit. So, why shouldn't I? And he definitely hated Utopian. He hated him since, like, forever.
Yeah, man. He just went with it.
Mm-hmm.
He found a way. I ain't like that Jamie Foxx show. I thought it was kind of corny. real corny. They touching on social media when they hit that cop episode. I was like, nah, you doing too much.
Man, I tried, dog. I didn't even make it through the whole season, dude. I was like, I'm done.
I was giving it a chance, and I was like, nope. When, you know, the best part of that whole season was when David Alaguer did that. He did that skit. I was like, oh, shit. You should have did that at the beginning. Because I don't think everybody made it to this episode.
Yeah, I know. I sure didn't. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
just get to the last season, like the last few minutes. He up there playing the guitar, playing that character he did on In Living Color.
Oh, okay. Okay, that might be worth the price of admission then.
Yeah.
That's so why I think that show was suffering from not having enough of David Allen, for real.
Yeah, he was funny on this show, to be honest with you, when he came out.
You know what, man? Jamie ain't been funny to me since, like, what was that stand-up he did? I Might Need Security. He ain't been funny to me since then.
Yeah. Nah. Not that Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes, the Upshaws.
I still got to watch that joint, man. So that joint's a live action, right? It ain't animated, is it?
Yeah, it's live action.
Okay, cool.
It's got Kim Fields in it.
Oh, for real?
Yep, it's got the baby mama from the game. She in it. Big Josh show up in one of the episodes. Yeah, it's like when they was joning on each other, I was like, oh yeah, see, this classic. And it's uncut. Wanda Sykes and Mike Epps.
I know, and them motherfuckers probably on there just riffing on each other.
Man. And I was like, what did you just say there? He said, he told Kim Fields because she was doing trivia. He was like, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of nerds. She's like, we not nerds. Y'all nerds. Y'all up there taking tests on purpose. I was like, I ain't even. this shit hit me, man. Because you know, you like, man, I ain't finna laugh at this shit. And then this shit just hit and made you laugh. I said, didn't think you were right.
Hey, man, you know what, though, man? That's what I like about Mike Epps, though, because he be having that good ignorant comedy, like just that ignorant nigga comedy.
That is the fucking whole show. Like, wait till you, when you get to the part with his son, that's the scene of his son. He break the news to him or something. He just kept going in. He was like, man, laugh. Shit, that's what I do. I'm just clowning.
Mm-hmm.
But when he be clowning on Wanda Sykes and they be going back and forth, man, that shit had me going. I was like, yeah, this the show right here.
So they got so they got good chemistry, then.
Yeah, I mean the story's fit. Some of the kids acting is kind of off to me, but I was like, okay, like that first episode kind of threw me for a loop. So I was like, I don't know about this one, but then it started to pick up. Cause they keep the little girl. Her face look like a thumb. I don't know. I was like,
boy, St. Louis niggas that joined on you no matter what.
But she started to pick up her acting and stuff. Like the character development started to come in. I was like, all right, this is cool. It's like 10 episodes. It's ongoing story. Face
looking like that.
This is like, oh man.
Oh man. I saw that Michael B. Jordan joint Without Remorse.
Yeah, Will was telling me about that one. I need to watch that.
That joint was beastly, man. I mean, it was textbook action film. Textbook action film. They left it open-ended for more, which, I mean, it's in the Tom Clancy line. So you would have to think of whatever, you know, if Mike want to do more whenever, you know, his schedule permits, he up in there. Oh, hey, man, did you hear that? I don't know if this is true or not, but he's supposed to come back in Black Panther 2.
Is he?
Man, he's supposed to come back, but I don't know how he's coming back. I don't know if he's going to come back as like kind of like a vision or something, or if they just going to totally resurrect this motherfucker.
That regular resurrect him.
Dude, I think that's kind of whack if they resurrect him.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it.
Because like they're going to resurrect him and then have him take over the Black Panther mantle. It's like, that's kind of cheap, dog.
You think he might have came back with the snap?
Yeah. But see... yeah, I guess that is a thing because the snap did resurrect some people. Did it? Or did no? Did it just make them go to hell?
I really don't understand. Well, I understand the snap. I just don't feel like going into it because Marvin movies plot holes, so he can come back.
You know what, man? If they explain that away that he came back in that snap, I want to see DC have Superboy Prime. And you ain't got to show Superboy Prime. Just show some motherfucker dressed in Superman's outfit and punch a motherfucker wall. And then that's how you can explain, since motherfuckers act like they don't get that there's multiple Earths and stuff like that. Just so like, yeah, this motherfucker punched a wall and he made multiple Earths. Because if y'all gonna let Marvel get away with it, then hell, at least that shit did happen in DC.
So I like Marvel shows better than I do the movies. So they might have
I think because the movies sides any of the Captain America movies. I think with a lot of the movies though, they don't really get the shit time to like flesh out.
Nah,
and they just be kind of like rushing to the end point, you know.
I wonder how this next Captain America movie gonna play out. I guess they gonna let Mackie be the lead finally.
Yeah, it's gonna. Well, I guess Captain America 4 or whatever the hell they gonna title the damn thing. Like, and shit. I can't believe they actually sticking to this shit, and Chris Evans hasn't came back yet.
Maybe they doing that. Maybe they actually following the comic book storyline on this one.
And they gonna give him a little run. I mean, I don't know, man. From the way Chris Evans talked, Chris Evans like, I'm good. I'm doing. I mean, I did what I needed to do. But Chris Evans also don't strike me as somebody who hard up.
He ain't doing nothing else.
But you, man.
What other Chris Evans movie you watching?
And I mean, none. But
yeah, ain't nobody watching no Chris Evans. He can do another project. Ain't nobody watching that shit.
Hey, side note though, on Apple TV, he do got that one series, Defending Jacob, which is pretty good.
You watching it?
Yeah, nigga, I just said it was good.
Okay, I just made sure. I know that, you might be using somebody else's opinion.
Oh, nigga, come on now. You know, I value you motherfuckers' opinions.
I can't do Apple TV right now. It's too many services.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking of that, did you get Peacock? Or do you already have it?
Yeah, I already had it.
You watch a wrestling shit on there?
I haven't bought it yet, man. I know the do they have the whole library on there now?
Some of it. I just been watching Broken Skull for real.
I did hear that Peacock was, which I mean, I can believe it. I heard though through somebody, I haven't verified it though, but they were saying that Peacock was they were censoring a lot of the old WWE content.
Some of it. I haven't gone through. A lot of the DX stuff didn't look censored.
I know, which I can't even believe that these motherfuckers even did that shit and thought it was a good idea. But I know they said they took out that one thing where John Cena was backstage and Vince McMahon walked up to him and was like, "What's up, my nigga?" And then Booker T and his wife were standing to the side like, "Tell me he didn't just say that."
I remember that. I was like, "Whoa,
nigga, what did for that?" Did Vince have on like a wave cap too?
I think so.
Dude, he was playing that shit up, dude. And I'm just like, that's not it. Like, damn, dog, y'all ain't got no black people in the creative room.
Hey, man. But nah, I was about to say, did Ted DiBiase ever wrestle? I don't think he only wrestled one match, I feel like.
Yeah, he didn't wrestle very much. He used to, like, manage people and stuff. Or, nah, he would pay people to wrestle for him.
Because I was watching The Undertaker debut, so I was like, oh, wait, this motherfucker actually wrestled? I think this is it right here. I think I found it.
What's up, boss?
How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, my nigga.
Y'all heard that. He couldn't wear the wave cap or nothing.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
But they gave Hogan shit over there, I guess because it was in the skit.
Man, yeah. Damn, you just played that off the TV or was you playing off your laptop? My phone. That shit sound, oh, okay, you just held it. Okay, I'm like, man, that shit sounded clear.
That's how we gonna get the side clips when we looking for shit, trying to explain it to people.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, man. I've been trying to. I'm still working through Yellowstone on Peacock. I'm working through that right now, trying to finish that up. That Kevin Costner joint about, you know, being cattle farmers in Montana. And it's actually pretty interesting, man, because these motherfuckers be on there shooting like shit.
I need to check that out.
Dog, they be on there shooting or whatever. Motherfuckers be getting fucked, motherfucker. It's brutal, dog. It's like, yeah. I'm like, damn. I think it's like three seasons, maybe four seasons. So, you know, some good to check out because I never could find it on Paramount back in the day before they made all these damn apps. So it's good to finally get involved with it. Hey, did you ever watch Two Distant Strangers?
I keep forgetting to watch this shit. And right. I don't, for some reason, it don't pop up on my damn Netflix like everything else does. Like, it's not in the top 10 or nothing.
Nigga, I think they done messed with that algorithm, dog, because it was bad. White people was mad as shit about that movie.
Yeah, because I didn't even know nothing about the Upshaws, but that popped up in my algorithm. It's like number one at the time. I don't know if it still is, but.
Yeah, no, white people was hot about that movie. They was. Yeesh.
Nah, I'm at the bottom. I guess they ain't believe it or something.
Nigga, they did not. They was like, they was like, look, man, we'll shoot y'all some bail that if it's racist people that exist, but don't nobody this racist exist.
Are you sure about that?
Right, man. I'm like, cause motherfuckers got examples they can show you, but you got to be willing to believe the example. What else we got? Hey man, how you feel about the Lakers, man? The Lakers playoff chances, man. I know LeBron was mad because he was like, man, I ain't about to be in no fucking play-in tournament.
He sat out against the one game. Did he come back in?
He came back, I think, like well, he's been back, but he ain't been doing like back-to-back games.
Cause he didn't suit up. They need that bad.
Man, I don't know, dude. I mean, I just got the feeling that he was just gonna shut it down for the year if they did try to put him in there. If they did, which it ain't even about the fact of the them putting the Lakers in the play-in tournament. It's just about like y'all niggas need to just win. But Anthony Davis is, I see a lot of people starting to turn on Anthony Davis. I'm like, this nigga can't stay healthy. I'm like, yeah, did y'all not pay attention to him before he came there?
Right.
And yeah, people getting pissed off about that. Like, this nigga can't stay healthy. Like, it's his fault. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
His playing time. Are they blaming the aid? What do you got? What about the other motherfuckers on the team?
Right, nigga. Oh, man. The way I saw niggas get hyped up about some Andre Drummond, I'm like, y'all do know Andre Drummond ain't really nobody, right? And. Them motherfuckers, yeah, everybody mad. They like, nigga, they need to just throw this whole fucking team away. And then you started to see that civil war pop up too again between the LeBron fans and the, I guess, the quote unquote diehard Laker fans, if you want to call them that.
I ain't think the Lakers have fans. Ain't no Kobe on their team.
Man, but them motherfuckers started like, see, this is why we ain't want this nigga on the fucking team. We could have had some money to build a real team. And this is, I'm like, man, okay.
So they want the super team?
I'm like, man.
So if the Lakers win this year, they no longer, they can't be a super team no more then, right?
Shit,
they say AD is scrub. They get to hire some better people.
But it's Lakers fans saying that, though. It ain't even like, it's like the TV people saying that. Which, I mean, it's so hard to even know whatever, like, who will actually win and stuff like that. Because, like, everybody was all on that Brooklyn train. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, but we still, like, Brooklyn ain't got no bench or whatever. And, you know, if anything happened to one of those three pieces, is, you know, it's a wrap.
Shit, Blake Griffin, Hollywood, now, was he even there playing?
Man,
you know he was doing the voiceover for the Mitchells versus the Machines movie.
That's another one, dude. When people, I think people was just getting mad about everything, man. And I remember when it was rumored that Brooklyn was gonna sign all these cats or whatever, and they even brought up Blake Griffin. And both was like, "Nah, man, they trying to get everybody." I'm like, "Y'all niggas ain't been thinking about Blake Griffin for years."
But what was the team he just came from? They probably right. said the Pistons.
I'm like, y'all ain't thought about Blake Griffin for years, but now all of a sudden they like they trying to steal all the people. They cheating. I had to see Shannon Sharp ass on TV. Like, this is bullshit. They trying to cheat my man. I'm like, calm down, nigga. It ain't nobody but Blake Griffin. I guess I'll go ahead and hit my throwback, man. My throwback of the week is comes from Houston, man. H-Town, stand up. My man Paul Wall, I'm a Player, featuring 3-6 Mafia.
Tipping off Ho-Fos.
Yeah, man. That was off his that was like off his debut album, too. The People's Champ, man. That motherfucker, I'm a Player. That was like the intro track, too.
Yeah.
Man,
he had one. He had another song on there that hit I Got the Internet Going Nuts. If you had a sister, yeah. In your car, I got the internet going nuts. That beat, man. Mm-hmm. The beat was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You got some Houston Hattie.
Yeah, man. Is okay.
You know, Facebook had them videos, man. I clicked on a little button.
Yeah, man. It's yeah, man. I'm just yeah, man. It's that's dope, man. It's just dope. It is dope. Like, and Paul's still ripping. Like, Paul's still, you know what I'm saying? He's still rhyming. That's why I don't understand these dudes talking about some, well, so-and-so ain't getting no shot. Nigga, just listen to the music you want to listen to. If you like the artist, you can find them.
Yeah. They need to be out here like Nelly was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, man, Nelly got that grind in him, though, man. But Nelly even talked about it when he was talking about, like, the Lunatics and stuff. He's like, man, them dudes just lazy. He's like, them dudes lazy, because he was like, man, everybody had the option to go make a solo album. All they had to do was just record it, and he had to come out. They just needed to just go to the studio, record it, and collect the check. And he was like, why keep wanting to record no album? All because you don't want to actually have to do majority of the work yourself, huh?
They whack, man.
Hey, man, then we have some people who shouldn't have, but you know what, though? Maybe Keywan shouldn't have recorded an album, though, even if he was just going to get the check, because I couldn't take another motherfucking Bugetto being put out, or Heavy Starch, or whatever the fuck that shit was Ali made.
He don't even know what that shit was. He just making some music.
That nigga said Bugetto. I was like, man, couldn't nobody even act like that song was hot. Like, even people in St. Louis was like, nah, man. Oh, man. So what's up, man? You got a throwback show or movie?
Man, what I've been watching? What I've been watching? I've been trying to keep up with this dude shit. Oh, shit, yeah. I got a throwback show. This is what I've been watching, man. Motherfucking Nick Arcade. That's on Paramount Plus. And that motherfucker on that show, just go back and watch the first episode. It's all you need. That motherfucker corny as hell.
You said it's on Paramount Plus?
Yeah, Nick Arcade. I was like, man, I didn't realize he was that corny when I was younger watching this shit, but that motherfucker corny as hell. Yeah. he be humming to the music like shabba ba ba da ba ba, and the kids wouldn't like really respond to him when he was asking them questions about their personal life. I was like, yeah, you just weird on all levels. Then it was that picture I showed y'all with that black girl in there with that hair.
Mm-hmm. Man, dude, you know what I randomly thought about this week, man, was that motherfucker My Brother and Me.
They ain't got that on there. They got all the shows on it. They got You Can't Do This on TV. They got Clarissa Explains It All, but they ain't got no motherfucking My Brother and Me on there.
Do they got Are You Afraid of the Dark on
there? They got Are You Afraid of the Dark, new and old.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is about to be the litmus test, though. Do they got that motherfucking Pete and Pete's Adventures on there?
Ooh, you know they got Pete and Pete on there.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you serious?
I got it pulled up right now. Hold on.
Man, I'm still I'm about to go sign. Damn, they got me.
They should have got you when that motherfucker was $50. I thought I sent it to you when it was $50 for the year. Because I signed up for the year. Ooh, let's see. What they got? They got all shows. I know they got Pete and Pete. They got to have Pete and Pete.
Nigga, the fact that you talk about that, you got my brother and me, I feel kind of a weight of.
I don't think they got Pete and Pete.
Oh, damn. They did. Shit, I want to see that motherfucker Alfie and Dee Dee.
Wasn't that dude, wasn't he like one of the brothers in, what's the name of that show, movie, Home Alone?
Yeah, Big Pete. I think Big Pete was.
Yeah. And the other one was in, I know the other one was in Mighty Ducks, the original movie.
Yeah. I think he did that after Pete and Pete went off the earth, because Pete and Pete went on the earth for very long.
This show had me all kind of confused, because, you know, as a kid, I was like, why the fuck are these motherfuckers named Pete and Pete?
Hey, man, the motherfucker Art the strongest man in the world.
Yeah. they ain't even got that Alex Mack show on here. They ain't got the little alien show on here. They got Hey Dude on here, though.
Hey Dude?
Yeah.
They got Lucha Shorts on there?
Hell yeah, they got some Lucha Shorts.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
They got Guts. I see a lot of shows on here they could take off and put Pete and Pete on. Like, ain't nobody watching no Frankie and Frank. I ain't never heard of no damn Frankie and Frank. They got Archie's Weird Mysteries. That look too new. Oh, shit. They got the Action League now. I must have missed that. Eureka's Castle over here. Yeah. Man, nobody watching. Something's goofy shit they could take off. Then ain't want nobody. Why ain't nobody watching this bullshit? I know ain't nobody watching this shit. They can go back. They got the old school Archie on here. Nah, they ain't got Pete and Pete.
Oh, damn. I mean, I'll still go ahead and sign up for a trial or something.
Yeah. They got the new Archies on there from 1987.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Well, let me get to with the theme song. What y'all know about that? That's the 80s. That's a throwback. Yeah.
This nigga sound like Steve Harvey. You young motherfuckers don't know shit about this.
Right.
Oh man. Yeah. I'm gonna definitely sign up for it, because I'm off next week too. So fuck it.
Man, you take 2 weeks off this vacation time. I need your vacation time.
Nigga, especially last year, since we ain't get to go nowhere and they let you carry over an extra 100 hours. So
yeah, some people was mad about that because they thought it was gonna be less, but then they switched it up. They were like, oh hell no, if I would have known that, I would have kept some of my time.
Normally what I do though, most of the time I'll keep my vacation. Like, I only have maybe two big vacations during the year. And I'll just go and just come to work and maybe take like little spot days off here and there. But it's usually like around my birthday and then the end of the year. So when the end of the year come up, I be having so much time left over just in case, which it ain't never happened to me, but just in case somebody want to get funny and be like, well, we kind of busy right now or whatever, and we can't let you leave. We can't let you leave. Nope, I got to take it because I got too many hours. So you got to let me off.
Oh, yeah.
I get them motherfuckers like that every damn year, and they be mad as shit because they be like, God damn, this motherfucker did it again. I'm like, Nick, you can't tell me to use my vacation.
So, yeah, I'm trying to save mine this time around. I'm only taking a few days off.
Man,
I
already said this year, I mean, this summer or whatever, this summer, fall, winter, whatever, I'm outside, dog. I'm outside. So, like, I think I'd have told you and Will, like, invite me to everything. Even if y'all just going out to just on some humble shit, nigga, hit me up and be like, hey, nigga, you free?
Oh, yeah, man. We trying to hit up the Westport Social or something. You know, Westport Social got them fucking potato skin. That shit fire.
Okay. Let me know. I'll definitely slide through. There ain't nowhere. That's close by me, too. Hell yeah.
So I'm like, damn. If I die tomorrow, I'm like, everybody go hang out.
I'm like, dude, I'm outside, dog. I'm outside, and then in 2022, dog. Hey, man, I'm going on trips, dog. I don't care if I got to go by myself, nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah, you're supposed to be going to Disney World next year, April, March.
Okay, all right. Yeah, man, it's just this shit has taught me or whatever, man. Like how much I guess I value human interaction and just, you know what I'm saying, just being around my guys or whatever, and just, you know what I'm saying, just enjoy their time, dog. Because well, shit, we ain't getting no younger, man. And then you just watch the news and you see people who are damn near our age or whatever, or not too far away from our age, and they just dropping dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's just scary, man. And then, then this might sound kind of ignorant, but then you think about it, you like, nigga, I'm kind of at the age where a few people that I've had sex with have died.
Oh, damn.
I mean, you are too, nigga. If you just, I mean, you might not talk to these people anymore or whatever, but I'm pretty sure if you go back and start looking, you try and look some people up, a couple of them may be dead.
You see, you're probably right. Maybe
they're dead. I mean, I only got verification of one person who I had sex with who died, but I mean, that was because everybody on Facebook was talking about it.
Everybody died on Facebook, man. I'll be looking up. I'm like, dude, I just hung out with you. What happened? I'm like, golly, him?
Life short, man. Life short, and you never know what's going to come at you or anything, man. Life is just real short, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
Life is just short, man. That's why, you know, like we said, at the beginning of the podcast, dude, life too short for you to not at least go out and try to fulfill your dreams. Like that shit might not work or whatever, but at least you can say I tried. Like, that's the worst thing. Man, I don't want to be a motherfucker like 80 something years old with a bunch of woulda, coulda, shouldas or whatever. I want to be like, yes, I tried that shit, even though that shit might have crashed and failed gloriously. What if that shit end up working out? And I be, you know, because I'm only doing shit that make me happy, man, for whatever rest of the time I got left on this earth, for real.
Right.
So that's all I want to do. I just want to be happy, dog. Like, I done did the whole being depressed and down and shit like that or whatever. Like, nigga, I want to be happy, dog. I want to be happy, hopefully live to see my grandkids. And, you know, just live like a nice life, man. Live a life that I'm proud of. See, shit, I guess that was my parting shots or whatever. I didn't mean to pontificate like that, but shit, B, you got some big shoes to fill, brother. Follow up.
And I'm gonna let you have them shoes.
Oh, shit, dropped the mic. That's what that noise was. Sounded like somebody got hit in the head.
I thought you was over there. You was over there acting like Tyron Woodley or whatever. Just randomly start swinging, working on them combos.
Shit, you that motherfucker out to UFC now. But yeah, like he said, man, get out. The world opened back up now, I guess. So let's get out there and act a fool. Not like fool, but you know what I'm saying. Because you ain't been outside in a while, so. I know people about to be out here nuts like a motherfucker. Everything will be packed.
Pregnancy rate about to go up. I got a feeling the STD rate about to go up.
Yeah, everybody outside. I almost want to stay inside because not everybody going to be outside. So when I was outside, everybody was inside. Yeah. It was lovely.
And you know what? That shit did feel good when it first started, and a couple things opened up, and it wasn't nobody out on the roads or anything. Man, I used to be like, oh my god, this is like that time between Christmas and New Year, like right. It seemed like everybody just like at home.
It's gonna be popping this year. Like everything gonna be out. Everybody gonna be out of food, drinks. Because everybody going to be outside. It's going to be terrible. Everything going to be sold out. It's like, damn. Everybody can wear their Jordans now.
Yeah, man. Shit, y'all motherfuckers better. Well, you know what, man? And I hope y'all got some good clothes, or at least clothes that fit now. Because I know some of y'all done gained a little weight during that quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't, but some of y'all did. Hey, man. Dude, I lost so much weight during quarantine or whatever, dude. I'm really proud of myself.
I lost all that muscle I had. I finally got it back. I was getting it back. I went outside. I'm like, man, these clothes don't fit.
I'd rather for the motherfuckers to be too big. I could just take them. Which I got to do that with all of my work clothes, dog. Like, I got like a rack of work shit I need to take up to the tailor and have her go on ahead and alter them, because that shit look like I'm playing dress up in my dad's shit.
Like the little rascals when they went to that bank.
Hey, it looked like I got another motherfucker that I'm standing on their shoulders up in there. Yeah, man. But shit, that's good problems or whatever. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, I never really realized how big I was. I guess because I've been big for so long. But I never really realized this shit until, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I lost weight or whatever, and I started, like, you know, taking pictures and shit. Cause I used to, like, shy away from pictures. Cause I'm like, man, I don't like the way I look in pictures. And then I'm looking at, like, side by sides, and I'm like, God damn. Like, I mean, I know how much weight I lost, but it's just like seeing that visual representation was kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, man. Well, we ain't gonna talk y'all ears off no more. Hey, yeah, email us, uptownentboys@gmail.com. We appreciate all the feedback we get. You can follow us also on social media, and you can tell I really wasn't planning on, I forgot, I always forget to mention this joint, but I'm gonna make sure I start mentioning it more, maybe? Hold up. Oh, yeah, Uptown ENT Podcast on IG. That's all together, no underscores, no dashes or nothing. Uptown ENT Podcast on IG. All right, man. Well, shit, I guess we gonna go on ahead and just get the fuck out of here then.
Yeah, some of a bitches.
All right, y'all. Well, till next time, peace, moon crickets.
Thank you.